Texte numéro 11. Are 5G networks a health risk? 5G networks are advertised as promising an exponential leap in the amount and speed of wireless data, enabling advances in self-driving vehicles, virtual reality, connected health, and more instant communication. To get that, 5G uses higher frequencies, the signals of which are easily blocked by buildings, which means that more antennae will be needed to link up with phones. This is what concerns some people, who are already nervous about the omnipresent giant 4G antennae. 5G networks will use many smaller antennae placed closer to people, such as on top of streetlights, potentially exposing people to even more radio waves. Those radio waves, however, are not only emitted by mobile phones. TVs, radios, Wi-Fi are all also sources of exposure. The World Health Organization notes concern about such widespread exposure, but says that to date, no adverse health effects have been linked with it. Yet the WHO does acknowledge that only a few studies have looked at the frequencies to be used by 5G, and that there are still concerns about the long-term use of mobile phones close to your head that is suspected to increase cancer risk. According to the French National Agency for Sanitary Safety, which recommended limits to their exposure in 2016, there are other concerns that mobile phones, tablets, and connected toys could affect the cognitive ability of children, sleep, and stress. So is there a health risk or not? When radio waves hit the body, their main biological effect is to heat body tissue, which, since it remains below international guidelines, has no consequences on public health, according to the World Health Organization. However, there is an enormous difference between a biological effect, which is how an organism responds to the environment, and a health risk. A health risk is determined after observing whether a human body is capable of adapting to the cumulative effects of exposure. Today, there is no information on the health risk posed by the 5G higher frequencies. What is known, though, is that as the frequency increases, radio waves are less able to penetrate the body. Their absorption is limited to the skin and eyes. So, what can their potential health effects be? In 2012, airport body scanners which use similar frequencies were evaluated and no health risks found. But even if the frequencies are close, the usage is different. Both users and non-users are likely to be exposed to varying amounts of 5G radio waves on a much more permanent basis. Will it make a difference? Will we ever be given a reliable assessment of the impact of 5G on health before it is spread all over the place? Adapted from The Guardian by AFP, September 2020.